NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI, Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
To bear it, to I was talking to my mother a few days ago, and she told me how things had changed. Oh, my mother, she told me she used to walk home for miles a day. God bless you.
Color. I don't know what side is gonna be, but one thing I know,
one of them is all to me.
for my medicine. I thank you, Jesus, for my medicine. You see, I'm glad that one day God knocked on the doors of my heart. And I'm so glad I let him in, because when I let him in, he saved my soul. And when he saved me, he said, "Frank, I want to tell you something." He said, "Let not your heart be troubled, for ye believe in God, also believe in me. That in my Father's house." Like I wanted to be. I don't know about you this evening, but do you thank God for your messenger? Do you thank God for your messenger? Oh, I thank God.
I'd like to see the hands of you that have prayed for that mansion. How many of you know something about prayer this evening? I'm talking about those of you that have prayed when people have grinned in your faces and went out and talked about you behind your back. Somebody here know what it means to take their problem to the Lord on the knees. Do I have a witness? How many know what it means to get on the knees and take their problem to the Lord? Why don't you come on, let's have a little church here today. Your hand. You need to pray. It's hard to stumble when you're on your knees, but if you stay on your knees, the Lord may not come when you want him. But I know for myself that he'll come on time. Do I have a witness? And how many of you can truthfully say without a doubt the Lord will bless you? How many can say without a doubt that God have already blessed you tonight? Somebody come here looking for a blessing. Do I have a witness? But I didn't see you raise your hand when I asked you, have God bless you? Somebody lying in a hospital this evening don't have hands to wave like you and I have. Somebody don't have the strength to just lift their hands above their head like we have today. I'm going to ask you one more time, how many know God has blessed you today? Let me see you wave your hand. Let me hear you say, yeah.
Just one blessing. through the whole recording with your arms all folded, too proud to just wave your hand like God ain't ever done nothing for you. You see, somebody might listen to this record tonight, want to get saved, want to get on board. You see, if you want to get on board, you got to put your hand in God's hand. I want to ask you a question tonight. Won't God make a way for you? Anybody here know God will make a way for you? If you know God will make a way for you, let me hear you say, ah! Until you bless my soul. Do I have a witness? The Lord bless the soul. What I'm trying to tell you, if we do what God tells us to do, he'll pour you out millions of blessings. Can I get a witness? Let me hear you say, yeah.
Thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for my life, my health, and my strength. Most of all, I thank you for your power that you have let me experience to know that's in your love this evening. How many believe today there is saving power? There is healing power. How many know there's divine power? In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, have a praise him a little while longer. On the back steps of the old house and tell each other our visions of heaven. And I still believe to my soul there got to be such a place. How many believe there's a heaven somewhere? I never will forget the day in little town in Alabama. Listen. A lady in a wheelchair came to our dressing room not long ago. She says, I want to thank you for thinking of the handicapped. And I want you to know that I love you so. She said, don't worry about me and my condition, for I'm on my way to that city so bright and fast. Well, there would be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there because my arms will be new. And my head, I know it will be too. And she said, I won't ride. I'd like to see the heaven you never need tonight. There is such a place. How do you believe there was a bar somewhere? But she didn't stop there. Then in a few more days, my life will be over, and somebody will leave my body in the cold, cold ground. But she said, oh, one day I'll rise. After that old trumpet has sounded, I wonder if I have a witness here. And she said, then I won't have to worry no more about my condition. For the Lord will have taken me to the city so bright and fair. For there will be no tears, no pain, no sorrow there. And she said, I won't need this old wheelchair there because my heart will be new. And my leg, I know there will be too. And she said, let me see the heaven you that leave. There's a heaven somewhere. Do you want to go there? She didn't stop there. She said, my heart will be new. And my leg, she said, I know it will be too. And she said, I want to ride. Can I get a witness here? Do I have a witness? She didn't stop there. She said, oh. That there I'll live
for Jesus.
Oh, I'll live. She said, there I'll live. I don't know about you tonight, but I wanna live with the Lord. Why? Christian, you know soon the Lord will come and gather up all of his saints from every corner of this old earth. And he's gonna take us to heaven. I wanna be ready when Jesus comes. Because in Revelation, the 21st and the 22nd chapter say, up there in that new Jerusalem, a city that has 12 foundations. And it says each foundation is a precious stone. And it says 12 gates. Each gate is a pearl. 1,500 miles around that city. And my Bible tell me that the height is the same as the breadth. But listen. And all of that.
The Lord.
In Isaiah, the 65th and the 66th chapter say, there will be a new heaven. You don't hear me. There will be a new heaven. There where the wolves and the lambs shall eat together. And the Bible says the lion shall eat straw, just like that ox. And the part I like about it is that from one new moon to the other, from one Sabbath to the other, shall all flesh come and worship before me. Thus says the Lord God Almighty. But I'm going to tell you this, listen. It didn't say anything about the baptism. I'm going to talk to you right now. It didn't say anything about the Methodist. Am I right about it? It didn't say anything about the Seventh-day Adventist. It didn't say anything about the Presbyterian. It didn't say anything about the Church of God and Christ. But didn't go
no. Higher, higher, higher.
testimony now. Everybody in this auditorium ought to be able to testify about something good that God has done for you. I don't mind telling him, Lord, I come to you as I'm as I know how. Thanking you for this day, dear Lord, please guide me on this journey. Give me the strength and power, Lord, teach me for to say. Help me to tell the one that's lost. Lord, you hung, you bled, and you died on Calvary's cross. And at your feet, all of the burden they can lay. But you see, I knew it was nothing but the grace of God Almighty that touched my body, tore me together, and wake up your wife and your children. When I got out of my bed, I met my daughter telling me, Daddy, it's a whole lot of smoke in the house. But about that time, all of the lights went out, and I couldn't find my son. Don't tell me God won't make a way for you. My son had fell asleep in the floor watching television. But you see how God made a way. He managed to let me step on my son's hand. And he woke up and said, Daddy, what's going on? I told him to get up. We've got to get out of here. But you see, we're only able to save the clothes that we had on our back. You can't tell me that God won't make a way for you. Oh, my mother and father was standing there shedding tears. And my dad looked at me and said, Huey, what are you going to do now? But I looked at him and I told him it wasn't mine in the first place. Do y'all know what I'm talking about? I told him, I said, God give it! God Almighty! God Almighty, take it away! I said, oh!
You're listening to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. We're coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, from the studios of the NFI, and you are in concert, and you have a front row seat to some of the best in gospel music artists around the world. And today's feature is none other than the Jackson Southerners, who you just finished listening to in concert. And we've got more coming your way, and we want to thank those of you that have locked in on today. And It's a wonderful weekend, and I pray that you have enjoyed thus far. And wherever you are, if you're on the highway, or if you're at home, or sitting around with your family, I pray that you are enjoying the music that we are bringing to you here from Raleigh, North Carolina. Look, also, we want to let you know, coming up next, right after we could take a short pause for the calls, we're going to bring to you another group in concert, and many of you are very familiar with this group as well. They've been singing for a long time also. And I'm speaking of, many of you know them as the William Brothers, and that's right. We're going to bring them forward up next. And following them in concert will be the Sensational Nightingales. And following them will be those Sensational Jews, the Pilgrim Jubilees. All that and more coming your way right here live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. We'll be right back right after this.
Catch the wave on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. Brand new time. Catch the wave. Mondays through Sundays, 12 hours a day. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. The number one wanted station in the world is the NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Catch the wave right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Radio Network. I'm the old Chatham County Country Boy, host of the morning show.
In HD2. Come on in. We've been expecting you. Catch the wave.
Welcome back live from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Gospel Network. Catch the wave.
Keeping it real like a $50 bill. Telling the truth to the Lord deliver you. Hello, somebody. The NFI Radio Gospel Network.
Prayer, God said it made a difference yesterday. But if it comes through by praying, I do declare, well,
changes.
Yes, it does. Said it really, 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 really does. Hey, oh, oh, oh yeah. Trouble came in my life. Well, made the difference. If there's any doubt in your mind about prayer, I can guarantee you, if you go down on your knees in prayer, tell God about it, and whatever that little situation is that you're going through, I guarantee if you pray and pray an honest prayer, God can fix it for you. Oh! Can work it out, yes, he can. Oh, well. Oh, made a difference, yes, you did. When sickness came in my life, oh, yes, it did. In time of confusion, oh, yeah. Many times in the blues ago, my favorite.
Now because the devil is already defeated. God is here to straighten out every situation that the devil has tried to mess up in your life. Listen. If there's something wrong in your life, you need to let God straighten it out. If there's a situation that just won't turn out right, let God
No!
and you can't get away.
Straighten it up.
Just give it to Jesus.
Straighten it up.
If you're feeling kind of hopeless,
straighten it up.
He'll give you hope, y'all.
Straighten it up.
If you're feeling kind of down,
straighten it up.
He'll lift you up.
Straighten it up.
Won't God do it? Won't God do it? Won't God do it?
Straighten it up.
Can I get a witness?
Straighten it up.
Can I get one witness?
Don't go. nothing but a little more. He said, when you grow up, son, remember I told you that Jesus will never say no. And when your friends turn their backs on you, remember I told you, you can call them early in the morning. And you can call.
You are. is the way I feel. If it's real, I keep it alive. The road, hey, is long.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are mountains in our way, but we climb a step every day. Where the eagles cry on a mountain high. Ooh. Love lifts us up where we belong. Far from the world we know, where the clear winds blow.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
I'm talking about.
I know he will.
strike and the chapter of our life. Oh, and the stories of our past are told.
Make it through another day,
say God's life.
I don't have much money. I don't even have a brand new home. Sometimes my friends forsake me. Oh, yes, they do. They call.
Everything's gonna be all right. And that's the sounds of the William Brothers live in concert. And you're locked in right here from the NFI studios in Raleigh, North Carolina. We want to thank all of you that's just locked in. And you can catch us 7 days a week, Monday through Sundays, from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. That's 12 hours a day right here live from the NFI studios. And certainly if you'd like to call in, make a request. You can do that at dial 347-215-8049. Once again, that number is 347-215-8049. I pray that you're having a wonderful weekend and everyone is preparing for next week. And certainly, I guess some of you have already finished your shopping and some of you just started. But either way, you're going to definitely give God the praise. I know you will, and you know what it's all about, and especially the children, just to see the smiles on their face, to appreciate what they have received for Christmas. It's a blessing. Look, we've got more music coming your way, and coming up next, those legendary Pilgrim Jubilees right here on the NFI. We'll be right back right after this important message.
Almost 400 years ago, African Americans were brought to this continent in chains. Stripped of their dignity, torn from their families, they never surrendered till they were free. Don't dishonor them by becoming a slave to heroin, cocaine, and crack. Make no mistake, drug abuse is the new slavery.
Get your way on the PNL line. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network. NFI, North Carolina, Georgia, California, New York, Seattle, Washington, around the world, in studio, NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world.
Well, we want to welcome you back to the NFI Radio Gospel Network. Those of you just tuned in, and certainly we want to thank you for locking in, and tell a neighbor, tell a friend to lock in right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, the number one quartet station in the world. That's right. We are all over, and certainly we want to thank those of you listeners that's listening from all different cities around the world. We've got the one and only, legendary, those house records, Tigrum Jubilee.
Right for the wrong. Bless your house. We're going to sing them all.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. It's our time. It's about over with, but they can cut the cameras off and go home. We're going to sing. You see, we think we know too much today. Can I get a witness? As my mother said, we watch too much television. See, some of us got fine clothes to wear, new car to ride around in, two or three gold chains around our neck. A little old small brick house is not paid for. We too grand to speak to our next door neighbor. God gave it to you.
Well,
God gave it to you. What the whole world need. Prayer is the key to the kingdom. Prayer, we give you peace of mind. I remember reading in the Bible the other day where Jesus told his disciples, hey, watch with me while I pray. That was a young man,
young man
that believed in prayer. He didn't care where he was. When he felt the need, he would go down on his knees and pray. Oh Lord, one day,
oh, yeah,
the young man was in the cotton field. He felt the need to go down on his knees.
Well,
while he was on his knees, the old sin come up and said, I don't mind you praying, but when you pray, pray on your own time.
Yeah.
Lord, early that next morning, young man was on his way to the barnyard. When he made it, he felt the need to go down on his knees. While he was on his knees, you'll see him come up and say, I told you, when you pray, you pray on your own time. He flipped him, he flipped him, and his clothes had clung to his back. He said, Lord, I wonder, would you remember to pray on your own time? The young man looked at him and said, every time I feel the spirit moving in my heart,
I pray.
Moving in my heart, Lord,
I pray.
From Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Jesus, I want everybody to listen to me. Jesus.
Revelation Church. Step on board.
Step on
board.
If you want to see Jesus.
That's those legendary Pilgrim Jubilees right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network. And certainly we want to thank all of you once again for locking in to the very best in gospel music. That's right. We are the number one quartet station in the world. And you are listening to some of the very finest artists that are still singing today. And we can go way back and start naming some of the legendary artists that have gone on to be with the Lord, but we won't start doing that today, but we will get to it, and we're going to let you know some of those that are still singing, like Joe Lagun. Also, you got Spencer Taylor. He's still singing. Jay Caldwell, he's still singing, the legendary. And you've got many others. We won't call out all the names, because if I omit someone, then I'll be in trouble, so I'm not going to start, but there's many more, and we're going to get to that, and certainly you will have opportunities here on the NFI to hear the interviews that we do with various artists all over the world right here on the NFI. Certainly, coming up next, as we promise you, is those sensational Nightingales. We'll be right back right after this.
Langston Hughes. James Mercer Langston Hughes, born February 1, 1902, in Joplin, Missouri, was an American poet, novelist, playwright, short story writer, and columnist. He was one of the earliest innovators of the new literary art form, jazz poetry. Hughes is best known for his work during the Harlem Renaissance. Money was a nagging concern for Hughes throughout his life. While he managed to support himself as a writer, he was never financially secure. However, through his work writing the lyrics for the Broadway musical Street Scene, Hughes was finally able to earn enough money to purchase a house in Harlem. Langston Hughes was best known for his poems, I Dream a World, I Too, The Negro Speaks of Rivers, The Weary Blues, Montage of a Dream Deferred. We honor Langston Hughes.
Happy holidays from the NFI Studios in Raleigh, North Carolina.
That's the way on the NFI. Coming to you live from Raleigh, North Carolina, in the studios of the NFI Gospel Radio Network.
Okay, here we go. Prank phone call.
Hey, we got, you know, we're going to try to do something for, you know, like Lil Darryl.
Okay, Lil Darryl.
Yeah.
Okay, let's try it. Here we go. We're going to call. I'm going to go ahead and dial a number now.
Okay.
Yes, is this Cream?
Cream.
I was trying to see if I could get, like, a donut wreath made for a funeral of the guy from B-103, Frank Ski. He loves Cream donuts, and he's gonna be the speaker.
And you want a what made?
A crispy, like a wreath with donuts on it. It's for a few, and one of our members slipped away from us.
I don't have no means of putting that together.
Well, if we bring the wreath down there, can you put the donuts on there? Can you assemble that and make it look real nice, put your own touch to it?
I don't know, ma'am. We can try to do whatever we can do. That's an unusual request.
It's what down? What kind of request?
I said that's an unusual request. This is a donut shop.
That's what I know, and we want to do something. What we was going to do, we weren't going to take the wreath to the cemetery.
Mm-hmm.
We was going to give that to the speaker.
Uh-huh.
You understand? Or if you could just dip the whole wreath in the glaze and use something like...
When are you supposed to do this?
Well, this is supposed to be done in 2 days. See, if you can make the wreath out of like some greens or some lettuce or something that's edible.
No, ma'am, this is a donut shop. I don't have anything like that.
That's what I understand, but we want donuts on the wreath, but we want the whole wreath.
Why don't you bring it? Let me look at it, and I'll see what we can do.
I got one more question.
You got one more question?
My sister's child is trying to get her off drugs. And we just trying to encourage her by giving her a job where she won't be on the streets. And some of her teeth came out, and she got one in the front. Do you think y'all can give her a job down there snapping holes in donuts?
We got machinery that does all that, ma'am.
Well, I seen her do it because she did it to some of the biscuits that I made, and they look like donuts, but they biscuits. And I said, you can get a job down there, green.
Now, creams, everything's done automatic. If you bring that wreath by, I'll look at it and see what we can do.
Okay, now I need you to dip the whole wreath down in the glaze, and we're going to present
it. No, I'm not going to do that.
Well,
that'd be unsanitary, and I'm not going to do that.
Well,
bring it back here, I'll look at it and see what we can do.
Listen, I clean all my greens before I cook them. My greens ain't nasty, sugar. I use mustard and
garlic. That doesn't matter, ma'am. That's unsanitary. I will not do that in my glaze.
Well, can you
bring it
back
here, I'll look at it and see what we can come up with.
Okay then.
All right then.
What's your name?
My name is.
Okay. How do I get down there?
Don't you know where Cream is in West End?
And where? That's down there by the Anderson's funeral home down there.
No, ma'am.
So that's not.
I'm down near the West End Mall.
The West End. Is that down there by Six Flags?
Yes, ma'am.
So
right
I go
on I-20 right here.
So
on the
I go like I'm going to Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Right down here by.
Can somebody come pick me up?
Who gonna come pick you up?
I just need if you could send somebody down here, because this has been a death, sir. This is serious, and we got to start helping our people.
Ma'am, there's no one here to come pick you up.
Uh-huh.
People that work here, they don't. I doubt that they're going to come. They don't even know where you are, probably.
Well, I was going to give them the address. Well, can you come get me?
No, ma'am.
When you get off, can you come get me?
No, ma'am. Where are you?
I'm down here. You go up Peachtree, and you take a left and take that to North Peachtree, and you take the first left, and that'll put you back on Peachtree, the third house on the right.
Your best bet would be I'm right here on the Modern train line.
Excuse me?
Your best bet would be to take Modern. I'm on the train line.
Baby, Modern ain't got no car, baby. Modern car had wrecked his car 2 weeks ago.
No, man, Modern. City,
Marta,
the bus line.
Marta don't own, baby, listen, you ain't trying to understand what I'm saying. Marta wrecked his car. Now, that's Goose's youngest boy, and I know that for a fact.
No, ma'am, I'm talking about the city itself. The
he
bus
don't
system.
Own nothing in this city, baby. He stayed with his mama. You talking about Marta Williams?
No, ma'am, I'm talking about the Marta train line.
Marta got a train, man. He ain't
the
paid city, no rent.
For the state. Got a train system?
I know he with the state, baby, because he just got out of jail. He did a lot of stuff. He make tags. He don't own no train line, sugar. Is you crazy? I'm sorry. Oh, that flew there.
In the blood
of the Lamb,
there is power,
power,
power, he will be caught up and taken away. So why would you wait? Now the book of Matthew, chapter 12, verse 31, make it very plain that if you go through this life and reject Jesus, there would be no forgiveness. Now read verse 31 for yourself. You see, all manner of sin can be forgiven unto man, but blasphemy against the Holy Ghost in this life shall not be forgiven. Listen, millions have come, so why don't you come today?
I'm crying, Savior. Heaven, Savior, please, Lord, hear my humble, cry. Oh, and while on others thou art calling, Savior, do not pass, don't pass me by.
Many years ago, in a faraway land, in a little bitty town called Bethlehem, a child was born on a bed of hay. There was nowhere else for him to stay. In that lowly manger lies the baby boy that will bring us.
Was born this day.
Merry Christmas.
That is why.
Merry
That's the one and only Daryl Lester, former singer with the sensational Nightingales, talking about Christmas. And right before that, you heard the original Nightingales right here on the NFI Radio Gospel Network, and you had a front row seat to the very best in gospel music. And now we're going to leave you with the angelic gospel singers.